from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The federal government has pledged $196.1 billion over 10 years to prop up health care. In a meeting with premiers, Prime Minister Trudeau told the first ministers that includes $46.2 billion in new funding and an immediate and unconditional top-up to the Canada Health Transfer of $2 billion. Deals will be hammered out with each province and territory for expanded funding, but each premier must commit to new transparency and accountability. While no hard and firm deals were signed today, it's now up to the premiers to figure out how to put the plan into play. The recent uptick in property crimes isn't unique to Timmins. Neither are the root causes behind the high number of break, enter, and theft cases. Mayor Michelle Boileau says some of those causes are out of the hands of municipalities and police, such as the needed review into the justice system.
It's been relieving to hear comments from residents acknowledging that's not necessarily something that mayor or council or the police services can fix today. We just have to keep advocating for that review and for the necessary changes.
Timmins police are setting out soon on a new strategic plan. The mayor says public input will be solicited and considered. That, she says, will show businesses and property owners that they're being heard. You can hear the interview with Mayor Boileau on MyTimmonsNow.com. The annual mystery is back in Timmins. Who is that masquerading as Bonhomme Carnaval during Larone's annual winter carnival? Executive Director Lisa Bertrand says it's one of three people, beginning with yoga instructor Sylvie Lamotte.
Also, we have Ernest Plante, who is our president of the board of directors of Le Centre Culturel Larone. And then we also have Pierre Vien, who is a volunteer of Le Centre Culturel Larone.
Bonhomme will make an appearance at carnival events between February 18th and 25th. His real identity will be revealed at the end of Carnival. The best A-level senior boys high school basketball team in Ontario will be crowned in Timmins next month. THNVS is the host for the OFSA tournament. Convener Peter Graham says 18 teams will vie for the title. The host school is automatically in the draw. Graham notes, however, that TH won the title the last time it was held before the pandemic, and he's optimistic about this year based on how the team stacks up against others in this region.
We've been pretty competitive. We haven't played them all yet this year, but we have a tournament championship under our belt, and we've been getting better as the season's gone on now, which we've been very happy with.
Games will be played in the gyms of THNVS and Roland Michener Secondary School from March 6th to the 8th. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.